We shift our gears now to the Senate, which is closing up business, but not because anyone's contract is running out. The word of the week on Capitol Hill seems to be punt. It's crunch time for Congress if they want to get anything done before they break for the 4th of July holiday. And joining us is Todd Zwillick, who's a reporter and host of the Power Breakfast from Capitol News Connection in Washington. Todd, what's going down to the wire here on Capitol Hill, and particularly in the Senate?
Hey, John, good to be with you. Well, the wire actually came late last night, believe it or not. They can pull a fast one on you. As slowly as the Senate moves, they can pull a fast one on you. So last night they limped across the finish line. They didn't exactly sprint, and they finished up a couple of things. The big thing that got done yesterday was the GI benefits for war veterans. This thing's been kicking around Congress for a couple of months. It was attached to an Iraq war supplemental bill to about $168 billion. Dollars for Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, last night, the Senate didn't have to pass the actual war money. They've already done that. But this GI benefit was attached to that. It's $52 billion. It lets any serving veteran since 9/11 go to any college of their choice that they can get into, any state college of their choice for any amount of tuition, and government will pick up the tab.
And the president is expected to sign that bill. What about the FISA bill, the housing bill?
Yes, that goes under the punt column that you mentioned. You know, John, I heard your kids a minute ago saying they'd like a robot to come and clean up stuff and organize. After they're done at your house, send them to the Senate. They could really use a workhorse like that.
That's so, I could just send my 6-year-old to the Senate. Maybe they could help even more.
It would actually probably be a help, I got to tell you. So here's
talk about FISA for a second. There was some bitterness yesterday. Here's Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold talking about the FISA bill.
Well, sadly, whenever this administration really stays on one of these post-9/11 international issues, the Democrats ultimately cave. And it's a sad record. It's not a proud record. It's something the Democrats should know better on. And as proud as I am of my Democratic leadership in general, they have dropped the ball on this, and so has any Democrat that votes for it. It's a very bad piece of legislation. Anyone who claims that it's been fixed doesn't understand it or hasn't read it.
He's talking about the reauthorization of the FISA courts for domestic surveillance of foreign individuals in the United States. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is when they come back on July 8th, the Senate is already scheduled to take up FISA again, and they're going to vote on a Feingold amendment. Russ Feingold wants to offer an amendment to strip out the immunity provision. Now, you're going to hear a lot about that.
It's the immunity for telecommunications companies, right?
For phone companies that participated in the wiretapping program, he's going to have an amendment to strip that out of the bill so that they can't get immunity. That's what he's talking about when he's talking about the sellout of his leadership. What Russ Feingold managed to do was he can't stop it. This bill's going to pass, but he can delay it long enough. Look, everybody's going to spend, to the extent that they'll be talking about this over 4th of July, and who knows how much that really is. He's one guy. He has at least the power to have people talking about that over the break, and any desire to ram this through quickly did not happen. They're going to be dealing with that after the break.
Quickly on housing before we go.
Another punt. That was supposed to be the big piece of we're coming to save you legislation that was supposed to have passed this week.
$300 billion
in loan guarantees, and it was a bipartisan bill. That thing was supposed to grease itself up and glide, you know, right through the Senate. And the Senate is a little bit dysfunctional right now, John. And even bipartisan bills that are billed to have broad support and they're going to pass, there's always a holdup. And in this case, it was a bipartisan holdup. So they've got an agreement to deal with that bill when they come back too. So as soon as the Senate comes back, they're going to get back on the housing bill. I would love to tell you that it's going to glide through at that point. I don't think there's any guarantee of that right now.
And there's
that
the, bill. There's the veto at the end. Right,
yep,
right.
Yep,
Todd
yep,
Zwillick,
yep.
Thanks so much. People grilling in the backyard of their foreclosed houses are not going to get any good news from the Senate over this weekend. Thank you very much.
Sir, a pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, reporter and host of the Power Breakfast from Capitol News Connection, joining us from Washington, D.C. And that's our program. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're talking about the Supreme Court in Zimbabwe. We're also talking about the movies you could see this weekend in what we like to call the mother of all trailers.
700 years into the future.
Like everybody else, I just keep waiting for a lotto ticket out of my boring existence.
But all that is about to change.
I know about your gambling problem.
You're insane.
He's extremely curious.
I really think you have me mixed up with somebody else.
and just a little bit lonely.
I don't kiss, I don't call you sweetheart or darling.
No, I'm looking for a girl.
I don't do three-way.
I think he's ready.
Give us your quick take movie review of WALL-E, Wanted, or Finding Amanda, or anything you see at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Here's what one of you said on the Zimbabwe elections going on this morning.
Yeah, that's Dennis from Concord, New Hampshire. Yeah, my heart goes out to the people of Zimbabwe. And just a thought that freedom isn't free, and to think that they're under this pressure to vote without that freedom.
Our hearts out to the people of Zimbabwe. That's the takeaway for this hour. Thank you for joining us.